Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
After you introduce yourself, we'll talk about your business.
No, that's okay. Maybe we'll skip the business ideas. I'm getting cold feet now. Okay.
You didn't walk through that screen door.
Oh, we're in there? This is it?
All right. Welcome you to Porch Talk. We are in Birmingham, Alabama, in the green room at Saturn for Earth Libraries Festival. We have
Phantom Limb.
I'm going to let y'all introduce yourselves.
Yeah, my name's Andrew Lanningham. I play guitar, I sing, do some sample stuff, play some keyboards too. Yeah.
I'm Peyton Winstead. I make the doo-doo noises for the band.
The doo-doo.
You know,
I handle the low end.
I play bass. I'm working on doing some harmony vocals. Mm-hmm. Tonight's the first night I'm doing that, actually, at this festival spot.
And we don't have to go here, but he's also very entrepreneurially minded.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Tell us about some of your business ideas that we talked about off mic prior to.
Now, these are patented, guys, so you can't steal it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to rapid fire shoot off a couple. Cold pizza, a restaurant that only sells cold pizza. It's like...
But you're open first thing in the morning, right?
Yes, it's like a hangover-themed restaurant. So you walk in, it's like decorated like a dimly lit living room. And you serve yourself cafeteria-style out of a wall of refrigerators. You know, there's a bunch of TVs with the sound off.
The TV has like infomercials on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like those 6 a.m. infomercials. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Slap Chop.
John Bay style with the Bowflex. What do y'all know about John Bay style six pack abs? You guys remember that?
You're going in there with cold pizza, but you're coming out with a Bowflex.
Exactly.
That's it. Yeah.
That's right. Maybe and some Pedialyte, some Goldfish.
Some random, like, preacher, you know, talking to nothing.
Yeah, you got Joe Osteen on there.
Yeah. That's right. There's like half a PBR on the table from the night before, and if you drink it, your meal's free.
Amen. There you go.
It might have a
cigarette. Alan would totally do that.
All right, but just back to the band. Tell me a little bit about the formation. How did Phantom Limb come to be?
Yeah, so I've been writing music for a while. I'm 25 now. I probably started writing songs when I was like 17. This specific iteration of Phantom Limb sort of came about through mine and Peyton and Rolf's friendship. I had a bunch of songs, and we were about to go on tour, and then some of our musicians couldn't actually end up making it on the tour. And one of my lifelong dreams and passions is to like get Peyton to play in a band with me. He was like a musician for a really long time. And we used to live together when we were in college.
He's not now?
No. Did I say was? He is.
In his past life.
In his several past lives. But, so me and Peyton lived together when we were in college at Tuscaloosa, University of Alabama. And
Roll Tide.
And I would always walk in from class to him, like, playing his songs, playing guitar and stuff in the living room. Like, and I was like, Peyton, why don't you, like, play in a band? He's like, I don't know. I just don't really, like, feel like it or whatever. So then... I had like booked this tour for Phantom Limb, and I was like, Peyton, I don't have a bassist. I need you to come on tour with Phantom Limb. And he was like, okay, fine. You got me. And me and Rolf have been playing music together. He's the drummer in Phantom Limb for like probably 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Point. So, yeah.
Rolf's incredible.
Yeah, Rolf is like the greatest musician of all time.
Tell us a little bit about like getting hooked up with Earth Libraries. How did that go down?
We were going on tour up the East Coast, and I had started doing almost like kind of bedroom recording stuff where I was like demoing new songs.
So you're
like,
definitely indie at this point.
Yeah. And I was like playing some new songs and dealing with some different sounds than what was on our first record. These songs ended up kind of defining the sound of our new record, Pastoral.
Because your first record was a little more... rock.
Yeah, it was very much just like let's play as fast as we can.
Because I just put you on random on my on my Spotify or whatever, and then all of a sudden I'm like, the fuck is this? This is not what I've been playing on Indies Only. Isn't that what Guppy?
Right.
It was something completely, not completely different, but yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. Of course. So I was playing with new sounds, and I was, before I've been recording in studios, but I was like, I want to learn how to record, and I want to figure out what the sort of new thing for Phantom Limb is going to like be like. And it ended up being two songs that are on the record, Larry's Theme and Guppy. So I had these two songs, and I thought they're really good. And I just sort of emailed Earth Libraries because I saw that they were like a label that was starting to like pick up bands and stuff. And I emailed Brian, and I was like, hey, would you be into doing a 7-inch with Guppy and Phantom Limb? Or Guppy and Larry's Theme.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, this is awesome. This sounds great. Would you be interested in doing a full record? And I was like, hell yeah.
Well, hell yeah.
Yeah. So that's how me and Earth Libraries got hooked up. And then I just started recording a bunch of new songs and songs that we were playing on tour in my apartment in Birmingham. And just sort of like recording it all on like a laptop from like 2013.
Like a sweatier Alex G.
Yeah, exactly. Extremely sweaty.
So just a little bit about life after UA. Are you originally from Birmingham, or you just decided to move over here?
I am from a small town outside of Birmingham called Locust Fork. It's a place where there are no stoplights, more cows than people. The biggest building in the town is a church. That type of...
I'm well familiar.
Yeah.
he's from one of those places, too. He's from
Kennedy.
Kennedy, I'm sorry. Okay. Not Winfield. Kennedy.
Yeah, it's on
Winfield. Okay.
So it's around Winfield.
Yes. Yeah. I got family in Hamilton.
Oh.
Technically Burleson.
Yeah, okay.
If
you're
familiar.
Those are my stomping grounds.
This is for all those like Alabama geography nerds out there.
There you go.
Yeah, there's like the one guy that lives in Hamilton that gets Birmingham Mountain Radio on his laptop.
Oh my god!
Yes!
The shout out!
They plugged us!
I'm just kidding, by the way. If you're that guy, I love you.
So, I mean, what about
just
you?
Just by the record.
What was life after UA? Did you go to Birmingham too?
So, or? I'm from Gulf Shores originally. Went to college in UA. Mm-hmm. Lived there for like... I lived in Tuscaloosa for so long, man. I got into this...
Did y'all ever have a run-in with Druid City?
Oh,
Brewing? Yeah. Drew, he's the best. We love those people.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
I gotta plug him.
Yeah.
The brewing company or the music hall?
The brewing company.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're wearing the hat right now.
I played there.
Yeah. Everyone in Phantom has played at Drew City. We love you.
In North in Porter. What form did you play?
I played my emo band played there.
Mm-hmm. What's your emo band?
So it was called Tagoro, after the villain from the anime Yu Yu Hakusho. For any fans out there. And we sort of did like a Weezer Jeff Rosenstock. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry. The people are following me. You'll learn. You'll learn tonight.
Pull out your Google boxes.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. That's Togro. You can hear our demos on platforms such as SoundCloud
and Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how about you?
Oh, so I... What was the question? What was my life?
I mean, like, you're in Atlanta now, right?
Yes, I am in Atlanta.
So, like, when you came through Druid City Brewing Company in Tuscaloosa, what band were you in?
Was it another iteration of
Phantom Limb?
I was mostly doing acoustic shows there. I don't think Phantom Limb's actually ever played at Druid City, but I would always, like, play there, try new material on acoustic guitar, and sort of, just kind of try out new stuff, play like some like softer stuff. And I really think playing more acoustic shows at places like Druid City sort of changed the way I approached writing music, right? Where it wasn't like play as fast as you can and as loud as you can, you know? And it was like letting more of the details of the songwriting like come out, and I'm playing like, you know, like I said, solo acoustic shows at places like Druid City.
Very cool. So it was like a part of your growing as a musician. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And for all the grinders out there, sorry. There's a dope open mic that they do on Mondays.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Great thing for doing something like that. Trying out a new song.
Mm-hmm.
The guys from Guitar Gallery put that on.
Yeah.
Jameson.
Two real ones.
They're so awesome.
They're the homies.
They are. What led you to Atlanta?
So my partner got a job in Atlanta, and I was remote doing my master's degree at the time, and we were, it was like, It was in January. It was in the middle of the pandemic, and we were like, we kind of need to move. She needed to move for her job, and we ended up just doing it. But I'm actually back in Birmingham, like, pretty frequently to do phantom limb practices and stuff like that, because Peyton and Rolf still live in town, and I'm too familiar with I-20 at this point.
Yeah. So, like, you got the record out. What's next?
I think just touring and trying to get it out.
Yep.
Tour.
As much
tour.
As possible. I think that, yeah, touring, playing as many shows as possible, and then after that, I think writing a new record, but sort of figuring out what the next, like, sort of sound of the record is going to be, right? Because Pastoral, the record that's coming out in November, sort of the central conceit around that record sonically.
I'm sorry, I had an advanced copy of the record. So that's where I went wrong, because it's coming out in November. Sorry.
It's all good. Yeah. The sort of the central sonic conceit around that record is like sampling weird, like we were talking about earlier, weird pastors like doing like sermons and stuff, sampling, you know, bluegrass fiddle players, and like sampling weird 1920 stuff like Andrew Sisters and all this like weird like big band music, and sort of figuring out interesting ways to like recontextualize it mm-hmm. in like the context of like a rock band, right? And I think the next big challenge is figuring out what the sort of central conceit of the next record is. And my hope and sort of goal, I guess, is for each Phantom Limb record to have a different sort of sonic theme or style as compared to the last one before.
Smartest dude we've ever had on the podcast, I think.
Maybe.
Now, he thinks about that shit, you know? I mean, he's got it down.
All right.
We like, gotta... already, I mean, it's not even come out. I'm already ready to hear the new Phantom Limb record.
Yeah. I'm ready for tonight's show.
Hell yeah.
I get to see it live here just a little bit. Tell me a little bit about y'all's 2020 experience. What was the year? I mean, did you keep trying to tour, or what did it look like for you?
No, my 2020 was spent on Zoom calls and also recording. The new record isn't like a quarantine record. I started writing and recording it like in late 2019 or like early 2020. Mm-hmm. But I was super privileged in like the fact that I was in grad school at the time, and when I wasn't doing classes or teaching or doing research, I was able to record. So a lot of my 2020 was spent annoying the shit out of my neighbors with really loud guitar noises and me screaming in my apartment. Am I like with paper
doing your
walls.
Best Thurston Moore.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And oh, don't tell them about the mixing too. Because I think you might not have, like, produced the entire record yourself if you didn't just have, like, a year.
Yeah, that's true.
Of just nothingness.
Yeah.
What was that experience like? Because I know a lot of people who really don't like producing their own stuff. Do you mind it?
Oh, I love it so much. I don't think I will ever go back to a studio. Because I think I'm, like, someone who is very controlling. But I'm not the type of person that's going to be, like, no, I need you to do it this way to somebody else, right? So really what doing the whole record by myself and like producing it and recording it and doing all that stuff allowed me to do was try out stuff that may not have worked off rip, but sort of figure out a way to tweak it and manipulate it into it like sounding good. Like every song on Pastoral like sucked at like one point, and like the process was like chipping away at like this thing until at a certain point I'm like, oh yeah, this slaps, this is awesome, this is like where it's gonna be, right? And if I was like working with like a producer or like someone who if I was like working with somebody else, I don't know if I would have like the confidence to be like, no, we need to keep on going down this path and like doing this thing.
Yeah, you would have not wanted to pay for those hours.
No, that's also too. So many hours in a mixing software.
Mega. Okay. What about your 2020? What was that like?
My 2020. I actually I got a job working with Andrew's partner. She's a graphic designer.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Rich.
Is that where that cool shirt came from?
No, my cool shirt came from the ether. Thanks, y'all. I was hoping I might get a compliment tonight on this.
So to explain to everybody listening, it's a tie-dye shirt, and then there's like this spiral of cat heads, all different colors, kind of going into his chest.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good description, yeah?
Yes, I think you nailed it.
So, my 2020 sucked. Y'all ever seen The Notebook?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A long time. Yeah. Okay. That's the one that made me cry at the end when they died in the bed.
Yes. That's right. Yes. Yes.
Oh, but there was that breakthrough moment that'll make you cry when she finally remembered who he was.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh God.
You pulled at my heartstrings right now.
Let me run it back a little bit earlier in the movie. there's the part, the denouement where she's like, you know, she's like off doing her thing. Rachel Adams, is that her name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the guy.
You knew that was right.
What's his name?
Oh, Channing Tatum.
Ryan Gosling.
That's Gosling.
Ryan Gosling. He's on his own, and he's fixing up this, like, house in the middle of nowhere. It's just, like, this mansion in, like, an empty field.
Uh-huh.
But it's, like, run down. And that was me, like, I was, like, remodeling, like, my mom's home by myself during COVID to, like, sell it.
Mm.
And, like, I pivoted into marketing. I became this, like, person that was just not... I don't even know who I am anymore. I ran 3 5Ks this week.
Peyton's always been that dude, but he's like even more that dude now. He is,
who is that dude?
Dude-er. You're a total Chad.
I'm a total Chad. Yeah. That's right. So I just denied myself. That's what I did during 2020.
Yeah.
Cooked a lot of Jamaican food.
That's what's up.
It's really good.
Right, yeah.
For all the listeners out there, Peyton is like an amazing cook. I've been crashing at his house whenever I've been here for family practices.
Slumber party.
Oh yeah, it's great. It's like we're in college again. It's great. And he's like been cooking me some like super dank tandoori tofu. I don't even like tofu that much, but I like cannot resist it. Peyton's the greatest cook ever.
Yeah, if you can make tofu taste good, you're doing something.
Yeah.
All right, so just to walk this thing out the door, what is down the road for you guys? Where are y'all playing next, and where can people find your music, and what about social media plugs?
All right, so social media plugs, you can find us on Instagram at phantom_lim.
The double.
You can find us on Facebook at PLM Birmingham. Our next show is going to be our album release show, which the date has not been announced yet.
TBD.
And what's next? Play a lot of shows, eat some more tandoori tofu. Just big chill. Big chill.
We got to look into this tandoori tofu stuff.
I'm with this.
It's good.
Y'all putting out the vibe right now.
Thanks.
You should come over for dinner.
All right. Yeah.
You guys are local, right?
Can be.
Can be.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
I will cook up a storm.
Yeah.
You know, we'll watch a movie.
Preferably not The Notebook. Hey, we should watch the new Venom.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm into that. I'm like a big comic book nerd. I'm like pretty stoked for that actually.
Yeah, I've heard it was better than the first one. And that was from a guy who is really not into superhero movies lately.
Was there a first Venom movie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it came out in 2018.
It wasn't a bad film, but they say that this one is...
I haven't seen the movie. I just saw this one clip on YouTube where he like takes a bite out of a live lobster, like an apple.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
That was wild.
Those were different... those were different times. Yeah. All right, Phantom Lim, thank y'all so much. We're out of here.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank y'all.
News and notes. Thank you so much for listening to Porch Talk. Rate and review the show on whatever podcast app it is that you listen to on. Share it on your social media. Tell a friend about the work that we're doing here. I would like to thank Saturn and Earth Libraries over the weekend for being so hospitable. Cannot wait to work with you again on another event such as this. And we still have a lot of work to do at Earth Libraries as far as covering... the record, the label, and everyone on it. And I hope we have more work to do at Saturn. Listen to Indies Only, Monk's show that happens on Saturday night from 9 to midnight. If you're not in the Tuscaloosa area, You can get the app, it's Green and Black, all 101.7. You can tune in and hear bands such as the Phantom Limbs on your radio, terrestrial. You can also hear them here on Porch Talk, like you're about to right now. Here is Guppy by Phantom Limb. Peace out.
I feel like you've been living in my head, writing each other's scripts into the wind.
How to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.